Today reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, and this is the seventh chapter of Madhyalila, Lord Chaitanya's travels to South India. Sri Nityananda Prabhu continued. When along the way you fall unconscious in ecstatic love of Godhead, who will protect your belongings, the water pot, garments, and so forth, here's a simple Brahmin named Krishnadas. Please accept him and take him with you. That is my request. Just a comment on the word simple. One of the qualities of Brahmanas and actually of Vaishnavas is that they're simple. Simple doesn't really mean simple-minded. Simple reflects the truthfulness and the honesty of a Vaishnava's behavior. For instance, a Kshatriya needs to be diplomatic, which means that you don't always know what he's thinking or saying, but a Brahmin, from what he says, from the way he acts, you know that that's what he also thinks. It isn't that he's saying one thing and meaning something else, or that there's some other implied meaning in his words, and his actions are also misleading, but he's just an open slate, a clean slate. What you see is what you get. No duplicity, no diplomacy. That's what simplicity is about, and that's what Krishnadas was meant to be. That's what Lord Nityananda said. He will carry a water pot and garments. You may do whatever you like. He will not say a word. And the reason for this not saying a word is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really wanted to be alone. This is one of two ways to be absorbed in one's moods of devotion. One is that you will fear alone, nirjan, bhajan, and the other one is if you're with those who are of the same level of Krishna consciousness, svajatiya snigdha. If people don't share one's same mood, one's mentality, then one will neither be able to enjoy with them, laugh with them, what to speak of, discuss moods and topics of Krishna consciousness. It's the basic understanding of social development is that birds of a feather flock together. People of like mind, they become friends, they become family, because they think alike, they feel alike. All people don't think and feel alike, but rather those with similar karma, similar samskaras, in the case of Vaishnavas, similar tastes for devotional service, similar levels of advancement of Krishna consciousness. So devotees who want to explore and discuss topics of philosophy will do so with those who are similarly philosophically inclined. Those who want to talk topics about Krishna are those who like to hear about Krishna's pastimes. And then amongst those in Krishna's pastimes, someone may prefer to talk about cowherd boys, others about gopis' pastimes, and that's because that's their particular taste of devotion. So svajatiya snigdha. Here, Lord Nityananda wasn't saying that this is a person like Swarup Damodar or Ramananda Roy who can really synchronize with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most intimate moods, but he said he's not going to say a word, so it's as if you're alone. And we see that later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did only take these two persons, Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, into his personal entourage in order to taste the innermost moods of Srimati Radharani, because they were none other than Lalita and Vishakha Devi. And with people in general, he just danced and chanted, and even there, his ecstatic symptoms, his expressions of devotion, they were mystery to just visitors to Puri or local people. They were even a mystery sometimes to his own associates. It was only a few people like Rupa Goswami, Swarup Damodar, who actually really knew what was within Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart, and who can then also synchronize with that, sympathize with that, just as in a way with stringed instruments, there are the major strings and then there are the sympathetic harmonic strings. So that's Swajatiya. Accepting the request of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya took his devotees and went to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Just a last word on this water pot. Sannyasis carried a water pot. Others carried water pots when they traveled, but because sannyasis always traveled, therefore they carried a water pot. And the reason for that is that sometimes, due to traveling, they would be in places where there's no lake, river, well, but they needed water to purify themselves for puja, to drink from, to cleanse themselves after evacuating or something like that. So water should always be near at hand. Brahmins are never far away from water. As soon as they entered his house, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offered the Lord obeisances and a place to sit. After seating all the others, the Bhattacharya took his seat. After they had discussed various topics about Lord Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "I have come to your place just to receive your order." So he just didn't immediately come and break the news, "I'm leaving." But they had nice conversation, and the conversation was about Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna's pastimes. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya would welcome him, give him a place to sit, ask after his welfare, bathe his lotus feet, wash his lotus feet, give him some drinking water, and then they would speak about perhaps the pastimes that Krishna was performing at that time, on that particular time of year, or if there was any other festival, and of course that would always be in relationship to Lord Jagannath and how Lord Jagannath appeared in the temple and had given his darshan on that day, for Lord Jagannath is Krishna. Lord Chaitanya continued, "My elder brother Vishwarupa has taken sannyas and gone to South India. Now I must go to search for him. Please permit me to go, for I must tour South India. With your permission, I shall soon return very happily." Vishwarupa had left home when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much younger to take sannyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that Vishwarupa, who was a partial expansion of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, had already long given up his body, and he had entered into Lord Nityananda's form, and Lord Nityananda was standing there right beside him, so Vishwarupa was right beside him. Therefore this was a type of trick, saying that he had to go search out Vishwarupa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was setting the example that all sannyasis should set. First he left home by leaving Navadvip and came to Puri, but also that sannyasis should travel and preach. And for that reason, Srila Prabhupada explains that this part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela is the most important part of his Leela. These travels through South India, North India, Vrindavan, because this is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted many great scholars like Sarvabhauma and Prakashananda Saraswati, met with Ramananda Roy. And he also set the example for Vaishnavas, and especially Vaishnava sannyasis, that their life is a life of preaching and giving Krishna consciousness to others. And especially in South India, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, he taught how to actually develop the congregational preaching process. He developed the Nampata. He showed that he would simply stay in a Brahmin's house. That Brahmin would invite his friends. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would convert them to Vaishnavas and encourage them to go back to their villages and invite friends to their homes and chant Hare Krishna, convert their friends, ask those friends to do the same. And in that way, Krishna consciousness spread all throughout South India in a very short period of time. So Lord Chaitanya wanted to spread Krishna consciousness through the South, and therefore he took this opportunity and excuse of Vishwarupa being somewhere out there and he wanted the permission of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the minister of the king, as well as the senior most Vaishnava there, to give his blessings. Upon hearing this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became very much agitated. Catching hold of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave his sorrowful reply. After many births, due to some pious activity, I got your association. Now providence is breaking this invaluable association. If a thunderbolt falls on my head, or if my son dies, I can tolerate it, but I cannot endure the unhappiness of separation from you. My dear Lord, you are the independent Supreme Personality of God, that certainly you will depart, I know that. Still, I ask you to stay here a few days so that I can see your lotus feet. Upon hearing Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's request, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relented. He stayed a few days longer and did not depart. Dhruva Bhattacharya eagerly invited Lord Chaitanya to his home and fed him very nicely. The Bhattacharya's wife, whose name was Shati Mata, the mother of Shati, did the cooking. The narrations of these pastimes are very wonderful. Later I shall tell about this in elaborate detail, but at present I wish to describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's South Indian tour. After staying 5 days at the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally asked his permission to depart for South India. After receiving the Bhattacharya's permission, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Lord Jagannath in the temple. He took the Bhattacharya with him. Seeing Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also begged his permission. The priest then immediately delivered prasadam and a garland to Lord Chaitanya. Thus receiving Lord Jagannath's permission in the form of a garland, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered obeisances, and then in great jubilation he prepared to depart for South India. Accompanied by his personal associates and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu circumambulated the altar of Jagannath. The Lord then departed on his South Indian tour. It's interesting that just upon Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's request, he spent another 5 days at the Bhattacharya's home, took prasadam there, and gave him his company. Lord Krishna also, when he would, for instance, leave Hastinapur, Yudhisthira Maharaj would request him to stay some days extra, and he would. Krishna is very subservient to his devotees. To the love of his devotees, and he's sensitive to their needs. For that reason, he and now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also would often delay their journey just to fulfill the sentiment of their associates. These are actually the ways of loving exchange amongst the Lord and his devotees. But then when it was time to go, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go, and even his devotees would faint in pain of separation. Still Lord Chaitanya would go, and Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami would write that he wouldn't even look back. That's actually the way of sannyas. There are four sannyas orders, Kudichak, Bhagdak, Parvakacharya, Paramahamsa. In our Krishna Consciousness Movement, devotees take the Parvagacharya sannyas, because that's the sannyas suitable for preaching, and it means getting up and Parvagacharya, just like parikrama, leaving the home and leaving everything behind. And the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when it was time to go, he would also just leave, he would depart. Devotees have to have that type of courage and determination, and ultimately when the needful needs to be done, either when we just leave this world, or when we give up material life, or when we have to set out on some important duty, then one should do so with determination, without looking back. While the Lord was going along the path to Alanath, which was located on the seashore, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave the following orders to Gopinathacharya. Bring the 4 sets of loincloths and outer garments I keep at home, and also some prasadam of Lord Jagannath. You may carry these things with the help of some Brahmin. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was departing, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya submitted the following with his lotus feet. My Lord, I have one final request that I hope you will kindly fulfill. In the town of Vidyanagara, on the bank of the Godavari, there is a responsible government officer named Brahmananda Roy. Please do not neglect him, thinking that he belongs to the Shudra family engaged in material activities. It is my request that you meet him without fail. And here follows a long purport by Srila Prabhupada, uh, Ramananda Roy was born in the area of Jagannath Puri. Here we hear of Alanath, and between Alanath and Puri is actually his ancestral home. But he was then taken into the employ of the king, and he went to Vijayanagar in the southernmost part of the Orissa Empire, and he was guarding the empire over there. Where Sarvam Bhattacharya met him earlier is not clear, perhaps in Puri, most likely. And although Sarvam had been a Maivadi, he was impressed by Ramananda Roy's erudition, by his learning. However, now that he had become converted to a Vaishnav, he also appreciated Ramananda Roy was not only just a great scholar, but he was actually a great Vaishnava. And so he then continues in the next verse, he's a most learned scholar as well as an expert in devotional matters. Actually, he's most exalted, and if you talk with him, you will see how glorious he is. He is a fit person to associate with you. No one other devotee can compare with him in the knowledge of transcendental matters. So now Sarvam Bhattacharya is making this point that yes, Ramananda Roy, he is a person who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can converse with on the topic of Krishna consciousness, because they are samadhi, they are on the same level of Krishna consciousness of pure devotional service. So this other Brahman, he won't say a word, because he's a simple person, and his duty is to really just accompany Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, make sure that he's not alone. But Sarvam Bhattacharya, he has a lot to say about Krishna consciousness, and he will be a suitable person for Lord Chaitanya to reveal his mind to. Anyway, we'll stop here, but this is the beginning of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's touring of South India. Hare Krishna.